Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
Because You're the peace in my storm. Your loving arms protect me, shelter me from harm. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. My strong power, my dearest.
Above all the earth. glory to God. We bring you greetings, amen, from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. And we thank you, praise God, amen, for the worship, amen, that have went up, glory to God, on this live broadcast. Glory to God. And today, we're going to be coming from the book of Zechariah, the third chapter. Glory to God. And we're going to begin at the first verse. That's the book of Zechariah. And we're going to begin at the first verse. The word today would be running, but you're dirty. Glory to God, running, but you are dirty. Glory to God, like never before, there's nothing wrong with running for the Lord. But when you run, make sure you got on clean garments. Glory to God. Nothing looks better than a person with dirty clothes on. Glory to God. And the word of God begins to say there's a lot of running, but it is dirty running. Glory to God. Ain't no need of running if you're dirty, because dirty running don't have any benefit. And the word of the Lord said, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Glory to God. Now, here the prophet Zechariah said that he had a vision. And in that vision, he saw Joshua, the high priest. Notice, Joshua was a preacher. Joshua had a high title. Let me tell you something, like never before, don't let your title fool you. Even with a high title, you cannot run before God dirty. And there's a lot of people with high titles, but they got dirty life living. They running, but they dirty. Glory to God. Amen. And the prophet said, God showed him a vision. How many know, glory to God, you can camouflage, but you won't get by? Because there's just some people that can see you for just who you are. Glory to God. Now, you might fool people some of the time. Now, it's possible to fool people, but you ain't going to fool God none of the time. And if God has gifted a prophet to see, he's going to go beyond seeing all good. He's going to be able to see the good and the bad side of an individual. Nowadays, glory to God, people now don't want to hear about their flaws. Glory to God, all they want to hear about is, I'm going to get a house, land, and cars. But let me tell you something. If you can't go beyond, amen, prophesizing good all the time, then you're not a true prophet, a prophetess. You got to be able to reveal the sins of the people. And that is the only way they're going to be helped in this life, when true people stand up and call right, right, and wrong, wrong. But the word of God said he was a true prophet by the name of Zechariah. Glory to God. And Zechariah, glory to God, he saw, amen, Joshua the high priest. Amen, glory to God. Amen. He saw him. Amen, glory to God, standing before the angel of the Lord, filthy. God always got somebody, amen, to be able to see, amen, where we at in the spiritual realm. And in this case, glory to God, he saw Joshua, amen, with a filthy garment on. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord said, amen. And the Lord said unto Satan, because Satan was standing there right there by him, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? So in other words, right here, in Joshua's case, Satan was standing before God pointing out Joshua's flaws and failures of the past, meaning he was a high priest, but he was no longer doing those things. Glory to God. Amen. And the filthy garment that the prophet Zechariah saw was things of the past. How many know one thing about Satan? He'll set you up and then he will turn around and mess you up. He was trying to use Joshua's past to bring him down before the Lord. But how many know the Lord knows just who we are? And he began to tell Satan, Satan, I rebuke you because I know for a shadow of a doubt this is one of my brands that was plucked out of the fire. Meaning once upon a time he was dirty and filthy, but I cleaned him up. But God cannot say that about a lot of people. There's a lot of running, but they are dirty. But in Joshua's case, he wasn't a dirty preacher. But now there are some dirty people that's running in the spiritual realm, not calling them, you know, out their name, but we're saying in the spiritual realm. So the Lord rebuked Satan, and he said Joshua was pulled out the fire. The thing that you got on Joshua is of his past. How many know once the Lord forgives you, I don't care who come before you trying to remind you of what you done. How many know the Lord has forgiven thee? Glory to God. No matter what you have done, if God has forgiven you, you're ready and equipped to do service for him. We got missionaries running with dirty clothes on. We got choir members running with dirty clothes on. We got deacons on the deacon board running, but yet they got on dirty garments. We got gospel singers singing and getting a lot of money, but yet they are dirty. Can I preach? Amen. And the word of the Lord went on to say, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. The reason why the prophet Zechariah was picking it up, he was picking up the past part of Joshua. Now, one thing about a true prophet, they're going to pick up past, present, and future. And Satan, glory to God, he was pointing out what Joshua did in the past. But God would not hold you for something that he has forgiven you for. But there are some people that's running and know they're dirty and too proud to sit in the chair. And the word of the Lord said, and he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. God began to tell Joshua, I know what the prophet Zechariah is picking up on you, but glory to God, I'm going to reclothe you. This is the past part of you. Glory to God, I'm working with what you have done in the present. Glory to God. And from that day that you left the world of sin, you've been walking upright as a high priest. But can God say that about all preachers? Can God say that about all missionaries? Can he say that about all choir members? Can he say that, glory to God, about all gospel singers running, but you're dirty? Glory to God. Amen. And they went on to say, and I said, let them set a fair myrrh upon his head. So they set a fair myrrh upon his head and clothed him with garment. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Now, how are you going to keep the Lord's house when you're running but you're dirty? How are you going to judge the things in the house of God when people got something to judge you by? How are you going to tell that young lady that sanctification is wrong when you're the high priest and you in sanctification? How are you going to tell the usher to quit laying up and you the high priest and you laying up? How you going to tell that deacon to stop drinking liquor when you drinking liquor? Come on. Running, but you're dirty. Glory to God. How you going to be able to pull the beam out of somebody's eye when the motives are yours? God needs real people justified in his name. Quit running if you're dirty. Take out the time to tell the Lord these words here. Lord, I know you as a God, and you can bring me out of anything. God, I know you is a forgiving God. And if your calling is upon me, I want to walk clean garment. How many know people that walk around in filthy clothes, they don't smell good, nor do they look good. But when you know you done lived saved all day long, you are able, glory to God, and go out and face any battle. But don't run if you're dirty. Glory to God. Take out the time to say, Lord, I want to get this thing straight. Amen, because at the end of the day, I'm telling you, the word of God says Satan was standing by, pointing out everything that Joshua did, and he was the author of it. Yes, he was, and that's how he does. He will point out things, and when you do it, glory to God, he will set you up and turn right round, and he will mess you up. There are many people that are running and say that they are equipped to do the Lord's work, but they're not willing to take off dumb, dirty clothes. See, when you get in the army of the Lord, you got to be willing to pull off and put on whatever God requires of you to put on so you will be able to minister with authority and power. When you get before people, glory to God, and you got on a dirty garment, how many know that's a bad connection? And there will be no power. There will be no authority, and demons will set right before you and say, I ain't coming out because I know who you are. Oh, glory to God. Running, but you're dirty. Glory to God. There's a lot of running in high places, high positions. But there are people wallowing in filth. We got preachers, glory to God, that say that they are men and women of God and they cannot refrain from homosexuality. How are you going to tell the homosexual or the lesbian in your midst to come out, glory to God, and minister unto them if you wrapped up into it yourself? The devil is a liar, running, but you're dirty. It's time to get cleaned up, people, because one of these old days, now Joshua was able to get by because see what the prophet was picking up. He was picking up his past. But do not let this be your future. If you running and dirty, you got time to pull off them filthy clothes. God want to use you, but he will not use you in filth. God want real people justified in his name. Running, but you're dirty. Glory to God. See, like never before, you can't play with it. Oh, no, 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 no. See, when you begin to play with it, glory to God, when you think that you got it all in control and you're running and you defile, some way or another, if God allow a word to go forth, people, he's going to bring you down. He will not let you continue to run and you dirty. I'd rather take myself down and for God to knock me down. Come on up in here. I'm reminded of King Nebuchadnezzar. The word of God said that God told Nebuchadnezzar by prophecy that he was getting ready to tear his kingdom down. And Nebuchadnezzar literally laughed at what the Lord had to say. Glory to God. So the Bible says he went out there and he began to walk out on the balcony. And he began to say, I don't believe in that prophecy because I'm the one that built this palace. I'm the one that did this. I'm the one that did that. And the Bible said before he could get it out of his mouth, God had done knocked him down, tore his playhouse down. According to the word of God in the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar went crazy. And the Bible said he was driven to the wilderness and said he had hair, glory to God, like bird, amen, feathers, and his fingernails like bird claws. Now, that was an ugly sight. Why can't we just not take our own self down? Is it not easy to take yourself down rather than being knocked down? See, one thing about God's hand, his hand is more powerful than we can ever imagine. And his knock is more powerful than we can ever imagine. So I'd rather sit myself down if I'm going to run in dirty clothes. Like never before, we got to ask ourselves a question. At the end of the day, you're not going to get nothing for your running because you were running, but your clothes was dirty. My God, filthy garments, take them off. Love the Lord with all of your heart. Learn to love his ways. Learn to follow after righteousness. And God will be just like he did Joshua. He will begin to tell Joshua, don't worry about it. Because that's what Satan is picking up on you. I done cleaned you up. And you are equipped for, amen. We thank and praise God. Amen for bringing you a powerful word coming from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. And we have taught you today that no matter how high your title is, if you running in dirty clothes, there is no reward. It's time like never before to, amen, to put yourself in a position to clean up, to be used by God. Amen. Too many preachers are running, and they got on dirty clothes. Their clothes are defiled, but they're so proud they won't stop running with dirty clothes on. They'd rather continue to do what they do, amen, glory to God, than to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. Glory to God, don't charge it to me. Now, Joshua was highly upset because Joshua loved the Lord. Amen. And we ought to love him enough not to continue to run with dirty clothes on. Because after a while, that thing is going to come for payment. You running, but you got on dirty clothes. Amen. We bring you greetings again from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. We hope, amen, that this word have blessed you. Because let me tell you something, like never before, you cannot run with dirty clothes on. Amen. We learned about Joshua, the high priest, in a high title. Right now, if you don't call somebody an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, you can call me Reverend. It really don't bother me. Because I know at the end of the day, if my clothes dirty, there's no recognition for me. But nowadays, if you don't call people by them high titles, they almost want to fist fight you. But yet they running with dirty clothes on. Joshua the high priest. Zechariah, the third chapter. Read all about it when you get time. Take our time to read the word of God. It is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I have read from you Zechariah, the third chapter, first through the seventh verse. Learn how Satan tried to use Joshua's past against him. But God wouldn't let him do it. He was in right standing. So what does that tell you? Satan is a type that will show you things to do, but in the end, he's going to point out to God and go try to get you in hell. So I hope that somebody's listening. When you run, anything that you do for the Lord, let it be clean. Don't run defiled. If you want to take a job on the missionary board, the deacon board, the choir board, amen, the mother board, any board, a ministerial board, any board that you take a part in, let it be clean. Don't run with dirty clothes on. Because one day, after a while, we're going to pay for everything that we do. No, we're not perfect individual, as the world would call perfect. But now when you read the word of God, then you need to come to maturity. You shouldn't be running with dirty clothes on. This is to pull somebody out. The Lord told, amen, Satan, this is one of the brands that have been pulling from the fire. Meaning he was on his way to hell, but because he had a change of mind, God pulled him out of the fire, changed his filthy garment, and he put him on another clean garment, and he began to run and walk the walk and talk the talk. So this is why God told Satan, I rebuke you today. In conclusion, what will the Lord say about you when it comes to you working for him? What will he have to say? Will he tell Satan, this is the brand that I have pulled from the fire? Or will he tell you, depart from me? You was running, but you was dirty. You was not willing to bathe. Glory to God. Amen. Bathe in the word of God. Clean your structure up. Then come before me and minister. It's not that God can't use you. It is the sin. The Bible says that Jesus said on Calvary cross, Father, 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 why have thou forsaken me? Jesus hadn't forsaken, God hadn't forsaken Jesus. He forsaken the sin that Jesus had took on. God can't stay where sin is, people. We need to work on that daily, taking off them dirty clothes. Put on some fresh, clean clothes. It's too much running, but you're dirty. We go to gospel singing. I'm a minister of music. I sing. But you better believe, I already know the penalty of having on a dirty garment. Just like Paul said, if I don't bring myself subject, even though I done sung the people, I done prayed the people, I done preached the people, if I got on a dirty garment, I'm going to be the first class in hell. And that ain't going to work. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to preach to you and die and go to hell. That ain't going to work. Not with me. Glory to God. So I'd rather have on clean linen and have a fresh smell before the Lord than a dirty, foul smell. So we thank you, praise God, amen, for you tuning in to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. And we hope that this word that we have brought before you help you to think. Don't run if you're dirty. And if you're running and you're dirty, take them off, clean yourself up, continue to run. Glory to God at this time. Amen. We will log off at the hour of 5:30 p.m. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It has been a blessing to bring forth the rich word. Now the rest of this broadcast, amen, glory to God, you will begin to hear, amen, worship songs. Amen. Until 5:30, and then we will log off. God bless you. I love you. Think about it. Run. But make sure you're not dirty. God bless you.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for have struggled and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know He's working.
I know He's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Walk into your feet.
Oh,
I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do. That I feel them, young
blessings in the air.
Those seeds that you've sown, it's time to come into your own. See,
walk into your seed.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have stayed, those who have prayed, He's gonna fulfill the promise He made. For I heard the Spirit say, it's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your seat. Thank you, Jesus. That I feel them.
I feel
nothing.
Blessings in the air.
Oh, seed that you've sown, you're gonna come into your own. Throw up your hands and say, I give up. I just can't take it anymore. But I hear the Spirit say, walk on.
Walk into your sheep.
Because you're in covenant relationship.
Walk into your sheep.
Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every prayer.